Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
yes.
Hallelujah.
Moved by the excellence of your strength, God. We come before you to offer up total. That is a love that is sincerely glad for the mighty power of your blessings upon Israel. We have been redeemed by the dam of Yahshua the Lamb. We know that that dam is sufficient. And so as we come before you this Shabbat, and our friends that gather with us, many parts of the United States of America, many parts of the world as they gather here with us, Yah, we pray that you barak the blessings of life, your Esha, your happy shalom rest upon them all. Teach us your way plainly, we may understand all things for Israel. For this day we shall rejoice in Yahshua. We shall be exceedingly glad for the blessings of our Abba. Todaya for Yahshua. Todaya for the life of His truth. Todaya for the house of Israel. We do barak you and we pray. Israel cried hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, may your ears hear what the Ruach speaks unto Israel. Shalom. Shabbat shalom, Israel. We do Todayah for all things. We do barak him for the message of Yahshua HaMashiach, the Lamb, Israel. For that is the strength for Israel. There is no other message. There is no other tikvah, no other hope or promise, but what we find in Yahshua. He is the living word of Almighty Yah. We have no life without Him. Without Him, we are a superficial people walking in delusion, in falsehood. We have based our lives upon a false doctrine that is not based upon truth. It is the power of truth. What power? It is the knowledge. As we learn the ways of Yahweh, we have not learned His ways well. We have learned the ways of the world extremely well. We have learned how to act like the world, to participate in these worldly, damnable activities that brings honor unto the prince of darkness, and brings no honor unto Yahweh at all. So we have Yada, we have learned them well, and they become an innate part of our lives. We practice it, we do what the world commands us, and we do it with great gusts and vigor. When it comes to the things of Yah, we tend to shun them. We have no appetite for truth. This is a generation that shall receive a severe judgment upon it, because we have rejected the Almighty One that created all things for His pleasure. And in the creation of all things, He set apart a people that He said that Yahweh shall prevail in them. And He called them Israel. The power of His Imat is truth, prevailing against all opposition of darkness and hell. Prevailing against every power, every prince, every kingdom that exalts itself against it. Yah prevails against it all. Now the reason we do not prevail much, because we have associated ourselves with the way of the world. We have developed this carnal mind. And this carnal mind totally hates Yah. The mind must be disciplined by a law that is spiritual. And the laws of man, they are carnal laws. And the laws of our flesh, they are carnal laws. They are laws that are concupiscence, filled with perverted lusts and desires.
that never open up our eyes to the lights and the revelation of Yeshua. We must have that revelation in this hour. In this hour, above all hours, He must be revealed unto Israel. He has to. And if He is not revealed, there is no hope for us. There's no tikvah. We have no assurance. We don't wait for the promises of Yah. And that's why we tend to fall and turn away from what Yah commands us. And we look toward everything but Almighty Yah. I said to Brother Patrick yesterday as we were working in Garden 4, the weeds were horrendous, very vigorous. And they have the ability to take root by the plants and to absorb all the nutrients, the value of nutrients that the plants need to thrive on. And they do it in a tremendously quick type of a stage. Because they realize that there is not much water. They have the sensitivity to understand that this is not coming from Hashemayim. And so they produce seeds quickly. So that life will be sustained. And in order for us to produce life, there must be the zirah, the seed of the word of Yah in us. And when that word of Yah is threatened, it will produce from itself the power to prevail against the works of hell and the works of darkness. And so we find ourselves in a great battle today. And we're not producing the seed to ward off the powers of hell. We find ourselves succumbing to the forces of darkness. And giving in to the practices of the world that produce nothing at all. As we were weeding, I thought, as I did all the talking as I do, I said to him, do you wonder why the old farmer, when he would get out in the field, as I spoke to Brother Dale yesterday, I said that it was one thing that the farmer did. He did not worry about getting the root of the weed up. He wanted to knock the root, the weed down. And there's a reason why. Do you know why? I will tell you. You know why? Because he knew that the weed and the weeds would prevail again during the season. So he was not worried about every weed. He was worried about the life of the plant. And so there are things that are in our lives that must be uprooted. It has to be rooted out. Has to be torn out. It has to be torn down. And the only way it's going to be torn down is by the power. And that is the demonstration of the word of Yah in us. We are people that have an excellent verbiage. And we speak well. But yet there's no essence or the power or ingredients of the fruit in our lives. Yah speaking unto Israel. That we must make ready for the coming of His kingdom. We must prepare ourselves. We must do the things that He commanded us to do. And we must walk in those things in the light of the revelation of His Emet. And that truth is only revealed in Yeshua. That's the only way it's revealed in Yeshua. And because our minds have been darkened by the activities of the world, we have given our minds over to the world to control us. That we feed from the world. And we do not feed from the living Torah of Almighty Yahweh. And so we find ourselves weakly. We find ourselves malnourished with very little strength. When you're malnourished, you don't have much strength. And so when the son of Siddiq, when the mighty one rises up and it inquires an answer, you have no strength to convey the answer unto him. I'll give you a perfect example. You go out there to the garden. And it was humid yesterday and it was hot. You weed for about 5 hours, you will feel that. You will feel that in every part of your body. You will feel that in the dehydration of your body. And you will find that in the beginning of the pace, you move much more swiftly and faster. And things began to fall below the ebb. You just do not have the tenacity of the perseverance to press on. And so the body must be renewed and constantly renewed. And that is by the water. And our minds must be renewed by the living water that flows from the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. What began here in Yaakov, in John, in James, the book of Yaakov, verse 1, chapter 1, verse 1. First of all, he identifies himself. He identifies who he is. He says, my name is Yaakov. He said that I am a servant of Adim. I am a servant. I am a servant of Yahweh. And not only Yahweh, but I dwell in the power of his, of the Master Yeshua HaMashiach. And he tells us who he addresses this letter to. He says, unto the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings, shalom. Now he identifies the people. He identifies who he's writing the letter to. He said, this letter is to the 12 tribes of Israel. And they're scattered abroad in every nation. And so the message must go forth that the ears of Israel may hear. He said, there's something vitally important that you need to understand. So I write with expedience by the urgence of the Ruach of Yah, for this is the command of Yah by the will and the power of Yahshua. And I present unto you Yahshua, the living power and the truth of Almighty Yah. So I write on to you Israel. So Yah says, I speak to you Israel. I speak unto you that you may hear. And this is a word of warning unto us. Turn quickly to the fourth chapter. He says here. Now here, Yochanan, he begins to caution the people against this corrupt mind. This corruption that was embedded in them. This corrupt affection that they have. And our affection is not shaped by the word of Yah. It's shaped by our own carnal wickedness. We side with that which is wrong. We don't have the strength to stand forward and speak against the things that are wrong. I don't care who it's in. Whether it's in your son, your daughter, your wife, your cousin, whomever. We don't have the power to speak against those things. And there's a reason why, because the mind has become so shahath, it has become corrupt. It is a very perverted mind. It doesn't trust anything that is of Yah, but yet it trusts the world. It has no confidence in nothing but oneself. It has no confidence in the word of Yah. But the word of Yah commands us in everything. If one is sick, you call for the elders. But the wicked will not do that because of their damnable vile pride. I will not want to be around one like that. I don't want to be in one's presence like that. The wicked will not do that because they will do all they can to destroy you. I will show us in the book. They are not the Yare of Yah. They are not friends. They are not the Re'ah. They are not Re'ah. They are not intimates. They speak with words. And I will show us. They speak with words. But they are not the Re'ah. They are not the Re'ah of Yah. Yah spoke to Moshe as a man. As a friend, as a Re'ah, speaks unto one that one is intimate with. So when one is intimate with one, when a man cannot talk to his wife, when a wife cannot sit down and hear her husband talk, there is no intimacy there. There is no relationship there. They're not companions. They're not compatible. It's just two beastly creatures living together, performing such rituals and acts that produce nothing at all but a satisfaction of their lust. That's all it is. But a man is intimate with his wife, there's a correspondence. There's an attitude. There's an expression. There's an expression from her when he is intimate with his wife. And not only that, there's truth to it. There is truth. And he speaks truth. And she receives truth. He is honest and forthright. Was Yah honest with Moshe? Was he forthright? Did he tell him exactly what he wanted him to do? That's what a ruach is. But a deceiver and a liar will not operate in that kind of ruach. Will not. He says, I speak unto you, the house of Israel. I call all you 12 tribes of Israel for the words which is from Almighty Yahweh. He says in Yaakov, James 4 and 1. He said, the first thing I want to find out, from where do the wars and fighting among you come? What has caused this kind of friction to arise? What has caused the battles to rise among Israel? To rise in your minds that you battle against the body of Yeshua HaMashiach. Don't you understand that, brothers and sisters? When we battle against the body of Yeshua, when we war against the things that are Sadiq and right, don't we know we're fighting against Yah? So where do the battles come? Because your house was set in order? Because the man of Yah says that your son or your daughter walking in a Jezebel spirit, you do not strengthen their hands? Where the battles come from? And there are us that battles because the man of Yah speaks the truth. He will tell you they're wicked as hell. You strengthen their dark hands. You give them strength. You strengthen their lying, wicked ways. And your ways are not ways of strength that you stand for Almighty Yahweh. Come out from among them. And be ye separate. Why? Because they will transform your mind. Your mind will not be renewed. But they will take power in your thoughts and in your mind. And you will operate in a damnable carnal fashion. No one that's righteous. You're wicked as hell. You don't know those that walk in the lawfulness of Yah. Hear me, there are men that walk in Yah's lawfulness. And they're daughters of Zion that love Yah. Everyone is not wicked like you and think like you. You're full of your damnable wicked ways. You don't know. Scripture says, know them, Yah, that learn them. Know them that labor. You should yather them that labor among you. And you judge them in the works on the path. What you do. Hallelujah. So Yaakov says unto them, he says, do you not know that this battle or this fighting, that it is coming from your lust that war in your members? Don't you know that the members of your body, your mind, your liver, don't you understand what this fighting is coming from? You resist the truth of Yah. You resist the mandates and the boundaries of Almighty Yah. Because your mind, your carnal mind, cannot appertain or apprehend the things of Yah. There is no deep devotion, a love for the things of Almighty Yahweh. And so your mind begins to battle against your lever. Your lever began to battle against your emotions. And your emotions began to battle against the true word of Yah. And so those that speak unto us things that are profoundly correct, we reject that. We began to set the stage of battle to resist and to war even against them. You're not warring against them. You're fighting against Yahweh. You're not fighting against any man. You're fighting against Yah. I want to show it something in the scripture. You know, I did not want to preach this today because as I was lying in my bed last night, there was another message came to me and I could not wait to get up this morning. I was up about a little after six because I wanted to search scriptures. And see what it says? But Yah, the Ruach of Yah kept bringing me back to this. That's the reason for this, all right? Hallelujah. You need this. You need this. Hallelujah. We need to cleanse ourselves from all the filthiness of the flesh and the ruach. The flesh gets filthy all the time. Your ruach gets filthy. That's why we must set our minds apart to serve the true and the living Abba. Don't tell me we don't get filthy. Don't tell me we don't get dirty. You call yourself doing something kind one moment, and within your own level you think you've done something right. And the next moment you rise up like a viper out of hell. That was what was wrong with Israel when he brought them out of Mishraim.
They despised the man Moshe because he was sent forth to correct them and bring them to the right path. You can immediately see the path they chose. They chose a path of making them a god and declaring that this god, to hell with all gods. It was Yah that brought them out. And they made them a god fashioned after their image, after the pagan imagery of their mind, after the carnality and the enmity against Yah in their minds. And that's what we do, Israel. We shape a god by our emotions, by our corrupt emotions and our feelings. And so we form our gods. They despise the Torah of Yah. It fights against the Torah of Yah. It fights against any kind of muzah, any kind of instructions that bring you back to the path that is right. So we create gods by emotions, by feelings, by our likes and our dislikes, what we behold. That's how we do it. Now that's the truth. Now we better get our minds on the Most High and set our affections on Him, on the Most High. Hallelujah. I have no problem with you being a god, but I have a problem with you trying to impose things upon Yah. When He is the Most High, and He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this warning that is among Israel as he speaks, whether it's to the tribe of Yehuda, whether it's to the tribe of Benjamin, Issachar, he says, now this warning among you is because of your own members. It's in you. It is in you. It is in you. It is your own lust that calls you to war against the brother or the sister. It is the lust in you to cause you to war against those that you believe or you perceive that they have a spirit more excellent than yours. Because if your Ruach was more excellent, you would teach them the way of the truth more perfectly. And because your Ruach is not excellent, then you despise those that possess an excellence in their Ruach. And so we shun their friendship. We shun their Ruach. We don't want to be intimate with them. You're over quiet, so I know we need this. You don't want their reach. Those that you have reach with, your friends, with a friendship, you show intimacy with them. You talk to them and you share things with them. Yah talked to Moshe as he talked, as a friend, as a reach talks to another friend. That's what friends do, girlfriends. They share their hearts with each other. And that's what Yah did. He shared his heart. He shared his heart with Moshe. And because you're wicked and are not friendly, you don't know friendship with a smile on your face. In order to have friends, you must show yourself wickedly, must you? You must show yourself friendly. That's why you have no friends, because you're not friendly. You're not friendly. You're full of your own wickedness and your carnality. Hallelujah. You're not friendly. You don't show this intimacy. You don't show companionship. You don't show an honor and a trustworthiness to one another. It's amazing that you can socialize with the wicked all day and you take no delight in the fellowship of the people of Yah. What a wickedness. I don't even want you around me. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I don't want you around me. I don't want you around me. You know, Yah sends me witnesses all the time that what's been done here is right. There was a young woman, she brought the package yesterday. She came back because she left something that did not belong here. So I called the people and said she left a package. They said to me, well, we'll pick it up sometime. I said, I don't care. It's perishable. You need to get the package today. Well, I said, ma'am, okay, do what you want to. So I hung up. I wasn't going to debate with the woman. I was not going to spend time. There are many folks that would have taken the package, opened it, and they would have said, nobody signed for this. And so the young woman, she comes back. And the first thing out of her mouth, she says to me, it is so beautifully pleasant down here. Beautiful down here. So whether you concur with that or not, it makes me no difference. It makes no difference at all. You see, without vision, the people shall perish. And there must be a vision among Israel. And the most important vision is that we see Yah. Hallelujah. That's why Yahshua made himself, he showed himself friendly, he showed the Reach of Yah toward Israel as he talked with the Shulishim, the apostles. He opened up the corridor unto the bosom of Yah. And that's what a friend does. You lay your head in the bosom because we're so friendly with the world, and we love the world. We despise one another. We despise one another. We can have solace with the wicked. We can talk. We can smile. We can enjoy the damnable, vile, corrupt presence and all of their vileness. But when it comes to Israel, we got a problem. You're twisted in your damned mind. And it is a damned mind too. It is a damned mind to the pit of hell. Hallelujah. So he lets me know who he's writing to. I'm found here. Because I am Israel. Hallelujah. He says, I want to tell you something. He said, you Hamat, you lust and have not. You kill. What do you mean we kill? The scriptures tells us, if any man hates his brother, well, how do we hate them? Having this damn carnal mind of the world. I will show us on in the book. And I will show you what a friend is and those that hate you. He says, you lust or you have this hamat, this lust that is uncontrollable. It has no satisfaction. It doesn't bring you any delight at all. But you lust. And he said, you have nothing. You have not. You don't have the spiritual love, yeah? You have nothing. I don't care if you was out there on your own working 9 days a week. You still will have nothing. It is the powers that be that control everything. If they want this piece of land to save a dirt daub, the only thing that will prevent that, the hand of Yah. So you have nothing. You will never possess nothing. All that we have is in Yahshua. And that is the promise of Tikva, the hope of Almighty Yah. This worldly mind looks toward the world. It is appeased by the world. The house of Israel ought to be appeased or satisfied with Yah. Yahshua is our great delight. He said, you kill one another, you hate. You hate one another. There is no reach. There's no intimacy. It's not shown publicly. It's not shown in a formal way. You meet the wicked out there, you show them that. The world see you with them, that must be his son there. That must be his daughter, because he's very intimate with them. I want to show something in the book. We don't know what the word of Yah says. We're so in tune with the world, we're not in tune with Yah. I don't care if it's your grandmama, your mama, either one, it makes no difference. He said, you kill and you desire to have and you cannot attain it. You cannot get it. You desire. Isn't it amazing how our lustful minds just desire and want and you're still not going to obtain it. None of it. He said, you still cannot obtain it. You strive and you fight among Israel, fighting. You war, yet you have nothing. Because you ask not. And you don't ask according to the command of Yah. You don't ask according to His will. If any man ask, if we ask anything according to the will of Yah, if we ask anything according to His will, He is more than kind to supply it. Whether it's to heal our bodies, to raise us up, to give us strength, to stand in the power of His truth. But when we're double-minded, we're unstable. When we compromise with the world, we have no strength at all. When we compromise with the world, when we give the world credence, when we give the world strength in our minds, that we do not see the wickedness and the vileness of the world, we began to accept it. It cannot be among Israel. It must be a separate mindset from the world. The things of the world cannot cause us to have this euphoric of excitement. It is the word of Yah that ought to cause us to be excited. Verse 3, he said, you ask. Listen, you ask. We pray, don't we? And we ask, don't we? Do we not? You pray for wicked things. Say, my son, he's not saving that Jezebel. He's going to save Israel. Say, my daughter, the whole, he's not saving her because you're not even saved. You're not sincere with Yah. Say, my mommy, he's not saving the Jezebel. You're not sincere. The scripture says, if anyone, do you hear me? Is a worshiper, Shahar of Yah. The prayers of that one, he hears. He hears. He hears the prayers of one that Shahar. And there's one thing about one that operates in that spirit of Shahar. It's more than this what we think that we clap our hands and do all that. It is a spirit of cleansing us. And purifying us. And the more that the Ruach of Yah cleanses us, we are so indebted unto Him that it caused our loves to weep with such Torah that it cannot be expressed with words. It can only be expressed with voices. Not your damn little dancing and your twisting of your buttocks and your feet. It means nothing. Rabban Tuli Shahaya, His love is filled to the brim and the tears. He could cry a river of tears. We don't have that among Israel. We have a damnable, arrogant, proud spirit. Defies the Almighty One. It operates in a dark mindset. Doesn't operate in the mind of the living power of Yahshua. And that living mind of Yahshua does all things to please the Abba. That's what He did. He pleased the Abba. He did everything. And let me say to us all, it makes no difference how you comprehend this. Or what you think. This is the word of Yah. It makes no difference if you think I'm talking to you, then you are guilty as a Jezebel and a harlot. That's the problem. So it makes no difference how you perceive this or what you think of me. It doesn't mean nothing to me. Nothing. You're about to, Yah, that Pastor Roberts, you better learn him because you really don't know me. You really don't know me. I said to one of the brothers that were here on last Thursday, I said, you don't know me, man. You really don't know me. You truly do not. Yada. You don't know me. You don't know me, my friend. You may think you know me, but you don't know me. You don't know me. I'm consistent. Hallelujah. I'm consistent because Yah is consistent. Or I may be ignorant, consistent. But when I hear the truth, I will ratify that ignorance and do it right. Hallelujah. He said, you ask. Do we ask, Yah? Told him, my brother, only one in here that's honest enough. This generation of hypocrisy. You see, when we acknowledge the truth, is when Yah began to, that we acknowledge His judgment upon us. It's a process of His cleansing. And because our tongues are tied, because we're so wicked, we're so wicked, we think highly of ourselves. We think more highly of ourselves than we do Yah. We think we're more excellent than Him. And so we esteem ourselves very highly instead of esteeming others or thinking like the publican that smites himself and say, what am I, Yah, but a miserable thing. We all pray and we ask. We ask Yah. He says, and this is the way you are. He says, and you receive not because you ask amiss. Do you understand what that word is implying? Have we ever really just even taken time to understand what it implies? Can I tell you what it implies? Will you believe me if I tell you? It says, because we ask amiss, we ask wickedly. That's what it means. It doesn't mean we ask because we want it, we don't need it. No, it is wickedly. That is what the word amiss is. It is wickedly. Your intent is wicked. Your motive is selfish and wicked. He tells us to pray for Israel. Pray for all Israel. Yahshua says, I pray for you. I pray not for the world. That's what He said. And I pray that Yah keeps Israel. And that's my prayer. That He keeps Israel. He said, you pray and you receive not. We're not receiving because we're praying wickedly. What are you implying, David Roberts? I'm saying that your love is not right. You have not laid your gift down, come before the altar, and gotten it right. Now you can just continue in your damned wicked ways. You're going to die that way. You see, you warn a wise man, he repents. He acknowledges ways. A fool will say no to Yah. That's what a fool says. One that is foolish, they will say no. They will not repent. He said, you ask, and you don't have it. You have not. And the reason you don't have it, because you ask amiss. You ask wickedly. You're wicked. Your desire is wicked. Don't you recall praying for the house and the car? This is a wicked house here. Having food and raiment, you are say be contented. And we are praying for everything there is. Husband, wife, companionship, cars, houses. I know it's the truth. He wrote this to the 12 tribes. He identifies me in this letter. All right? So he speaks to me whether he speaks to you or not. I'm not trying to speak to the world. I speak to Yisrael, the true remnant of the seed, just a small remnant of the seed. He said, you ask amiss, you ask wickedly. What? That you may consume it upon your own hamad, your own lust. You ask for your own damnable lust. Our prayers are not one. You are the poor that have not. Deacon Horn profoundly uttered unto us a message concerning the poor. How Yah barak his people when they bless the poor. We don't pray that way. We're praying for our own little things. For our own. That we may consume it upon our own lusts. Has nothing to do with Yah. We are people that fill with hamad. It makes us mad. Our lust makes us mad. We're incessant. We cannot never have enough. I don't care if you got 50 pair of shoes, you still have not enough. You can have 500 dresses, you still do not have enough. I don't care if man can have 1,000 suits. He still does not have enough. He can have 500 pair of shoes and he is not satisfied. He is not. He will always want more because lust cannot be satiated. It cannot be satisfied. You cannot satisfy lust. And so our prayers are always that we consume it upon our own lust and our own greed. And so we're always fighting our members, our mind. It's warred against the Torah of Yah. We cannot submit to it. We cannot obey what the Torah says. We got every reason to do opposite what the Torah says. And the reason why, because there's a battle. There's a battle in your mind against the Torah. And the reason why we have not learned the ways of Yah. We have not learned the ways of Yah. We've learned how to sin. We've learned how to be greedy. We've learned how to be selfish. We've learned how to be hateful. But you've not learned how to be a reach to a brother or sister. You have not learned how to be a friend. You have not learned how to be a friend. And the reason you have not learned how to be a friend is because you love the world. You have lust in you. You have so much lust. We are a people that's full of lust. We must be cleansed. How we cleanse? By the judgment of Yah. He purged us by truth. By the power of his imat. Iniquity is purged. He must reveal unto us those hidden things that are within us. That we may be purged and cleansed. You kill each other. You hate the brothers, you hate the sisters. You defy the Torah of Yah. And he calls us na'af. He calls us adulterous. Pagan. Idolatrous. We're idolatrous. We're pagan. We're pagan people. He calls us na'af. Adulterous. No faithfulness. No commitment. That's what an adulterous man is. He has no commitment. He is not faithful at all. A man in the stewardship of Yah, he cannot be an adulterous man. He cannot vacillate between the flesh and the spiritual things. His mind cannot be shaped by a natural law. that abandons the spiritual law of Omariyah. So he calls, he's writing this letter to the 12 tribes, is he not? He calls them na'af, adulterous, an adulteress, that you become so effeminate in your practice of your paganism and your adulterous ways. You have no sincere devotion and appreciation unto Yah. It is one thing that a true friend has, and that is appreciation unto a friend. Say what you will, when Eob saw those brothers come from the distant, his heart was smitten by their appearance. And they sat there 7 days and said not one word unto him. And they spoke the imat of Yah unto Eob. They were not unwise men. And the young brother Eli, as he began to hear him, his wisdom began to grow exponentially just by hearing the wise speech of these men. And Yah matured that young man that he could say, elders, listen to me. We have not the power of Yah because we are adulterous. An adulteress, no'af. He said, no. He said, Yada, you have not learned. You do not know that the friendship of the world is a bar or enmity with Yahweh. Don't you know that this hatred that you have for Yah, you understand that? Do you not understand that the friendship of the world, it is enmity against Yah. That's why you're adulterous and adulteress, because of the friendship of the world. That's why Yah doesn't supply. That's why he doesn't hear our cries. That's why he's not hearing us. We are asking in a mess. We ask it wickedly for our own lust, for our own. Why not pray for the brother, you don't even know that's in the dark corner of Africa. Or the sister there in Abidjan. Or the brother there in the Baltic of Russia. Why not pray for them? Why not do that? Hallelujah. I pray for Israel. And the strength of Israel. I pray for Israel. I pray my prayer to Yeshua HaMashiach. He's going to save all. Israel. He's going to save all Israel. He's going to save all Israel. Yahweh prevails against all opposition, against all doubt, against all doubt. He prevails. He prevails. He prevails. Yahweh prevails. Israel, not as much as Israel, but Yahweh prevails. Yahweh prevails. He prevails. He's going to save Israel. 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 He's not saving the Hittites. He's saving Israel. But he looks like a Hittite. He's Israel. He's not saving the Jebusites. He looks just like the Jebusites. Same feature. He's saving Israel. He's saving Israel. He looks as though he's a Philistine. Tall with the characteristics of a Philistine. He's saving all Israel. He's saving Israel. The power of his adulteress. Na'af. An adulteress. How? Yada. You do not know. You do not understand. That the friendship of the world is enmity Abba. Enmity. Hatred with Yah. Do you not realize that? That the drawing of the world and the luring of the world, that it controls your mind, your lust. Israel ought not to be lusting. We should not lust against our neighbors. We should not covet our neighbors. That's what lust is. It's a greed. It cannot be controlled. And all things we give Torah. Torah. If we have one pair of shoes, we give Torah unto Yah. In all things we rejoice. Be exceedingly glad. In all things. We have not because we ask it amiss, we ask wickedly. We're an adulterous people because there's an hatred for Yah, this enmity with Yah. Whosoever therefore will be a re'ach of the world, and this is what I want to impress you with today, is a friend of Yahweh. Is an enemy. O Yeb. One that hates and despises Yah. One that renounces and rejects Yah. It's either this is the truth or it is a flat out lie. It's either the truth or it is a lie. What is that friendship? When one has the ability without discomfort, when the world's patterns and ways are not denounced, that the world will not even try to present that to you, you're a friend of the world. When the world's action do not cause you to have this tremendous kind of sickness in your inward parts, you have become a friend of the world. I don't care who it's from. When the superficiality of the world, that you can play along with it, and the sinful practices of the world, they denounce Yah, and you don't renounce that. You are a sad, weak creature. You're not even weak. When you renounce the things of Yah, when you reject the Torah of Yah for superficial friendship, you call it friendship, it's not friendship. Those were Eob's friends, were they not? And they came to bring the judgment of Yah. That's what the Ruach does. Does it not? Does it not come to expose us? There's nothing more that I despise than a weak man. What are you saying? You hate someone? No. I despise a weak man. I really do. What is that? When a man understands the pure knowledge, he has Yada, the way of Yah, and he renounces that for the world, he is not even weak. He is not even a weak man. So when you look for a man, you can't find a man in that one. When a daughter of Tizayan, the things of Yah are the ways of Yah, she renounces them for the way of the world. She's not even a weak. She's an adulterous thing, and he's an adulteress. And that's what the word of Yah says. And so when one is an Oyeb unto Yah, it is one that is an enemy. One that has renounced Almighty Yah. One that seeks to overthrow him. One that seeks to strengthen the hand of the opponent of Yah. And that's what we seek to do when we strengthen, when we are a friend of the world, we seek to strengthen the hand of Shaitan to try to overthrow the kingdom of Yah. You don't have to receive it. It's still the truth. And Yah says, I got something for us all that walk that way. I'm preaching out of the book. That's what it says. He called us Na'af. We're an adulterous people. We are an apostatized people. We have abandoned the faith. We have renounced the Emet, the truth of Yah. We will not adhere to the Torah of Yah. That is what an apostate people is. That is what an adulteress is. He has defied the unity of his marriage. He has gone against the Torah of marriage, of faithfulness. He has no faithfulness. His words cannot be trusted. He has no true bond. He cannot bond. That is the fact of the matter. There's a fact of the matter. Man commits adultery on his wife, vice versa. There's always that speculation there. There's always that doubt. I don't care what you say. It's always there. There's that fear that is always there. And that's the fear with Yah, with us. Because we've been so adulterous. Because we've been so unfaithful. Because we walked in such apostate mindset. That we're not faithful to him. We denounce him. He says, you don't want my friendship. You'd rather be the friend of the world. Don't you know that's an enemy of me? The world hates you. The world doesn't love you. I don't care if it's your children, your grandchildren, your parents. They hate you. They don't love you. They're not going to strengthen your hands in the things of Yah. They're not going to promote Yahshua. They're going to do all they can to remove you from the faith. To make you renounce Yah. Oh, they'll smile. And you will smile. And you will think they look nice. Dressed like a hoe. He's dressed like somebody feminine, Jezebel. He said, don't you realize when you are a friend, a relach, when you have companionship with the world, when you are intimate with the world, this is what Yah says. And that is what the reach of Yah is. When you have such great trust for the world, you trust them. Come on, we trust Yah. Some of y'all got $100. You got it in the bank, and you trust the world with that. Give it to Yah. You got to have an account for what? I know it's the truth. For what? There's a purpose behind it. And trust Yah with all things. They're going to take it all. I don't care. That little bit we got, they take it. So what? And the just shall live by imunah. To hell with money. I say it that way. To hell with it. Yah is our source and our strength. If he's not, then the few dollars we get, it don't mean nothing. It don't mean one thing at all. And I say that without any fear. To hell with it. For he is my bread of life. He is my drink of water in the midst of the dark desert. Hallelujah. Yahshua is the living flow stream that brings life. Blessed is the man that walks in the Torah of Yah. That not side with this wicked world. If we walk in the Torah of Yah in the light of truth, we shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters. I believe what the word of says. I believe what the word of Yah says. So when one is a friend with the world, when one is a reach with the world, when they have this great desire, this companionship with the world, and they are infatuated. We're not even infatuated with Yah. We're so infatuated with the world, the wicked, that our expression changes. But with Yah, your expression never changes. We get infatuated with him. Oh, she looks nice. Oh, look at him. We're infatuated about their sensual, damnable, wicked endeavors. We're not infatuated with Yah. We're not infatuated with Yah. But the world, we're infatuated with that. We're infatuated with him. They teach you how to do everything. Dress and eat. That's why we're in the shape. Our minds in the shape they're in. It teaches you how to do everything. Yah teaches us how to do everything. How to eat, how to dress, how to be kadosh. How to set yourself apart. How to be faithful unto him. Not an adulteress or an adulteress. Not a na'af. But he teaches us how to be faithful. You find those that are adulterous. And those that adulterous, they're unfaithful unto Yah. I don't care who it is. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's your damn sister, your mama, your daddy, your granddaddy. I don't care if it's Pastor Roberts. I have no friendship with the world. I don't want the world's friendship. I don't care if it's my natural kinsman. I don't want their friendship. I want to be a friend of Yah. Because if I'm a friend of theirs, I'm an enemy of Yah. Because I will side with them when the truth of Yah is spoken. I will be bound up by them because I'm afraid to lose their friendship. You see, I'd rather lose Yah's friendship than to lose theirs to hell with that, because that's a false friendship. It is not a friendship at all. Friendship, true reach, you will get wounded with that. Friend will tell you things you don't even like, but they're honest with you. They're forthright. Hallelujah. It makes you not want to be around them for a while. You want to separate yourself from them. But a liar will speak sweet things to you. I will show you. I will show you what the book says. A false friend will speak lies to you, but a real friend will speak truth. Hallelujah. Our minds are so twisted, we don't know what a real friend is, because you never had a friend. Hallelujah. Well, I got a friend in Yahshua. You're a liar. If Yahshua is your friend, you will do what he says. He said, if you say you love me, do not what I say, you're a liar. And I'm saying what he says. You're a flat out liar. You're a liar. Hallelujah. Any man that loves daddy, mama, brother, sister, more, he loves Yah, you know, he's not even a child of Yah. He's not even with them. He said, love him with all. Hallelujah. So if we have this intimacy with the world, we have become an enemy, we have become an oyeb unto Yah. We're seeking to injure him, to overthrow him. We denounce him, and he has no special place in our love. That these are not my words. This is in the book. That is so plain what Jacob says. A fool can understand that. I read it again before I go further. You adulterous, an adulteress. You know, af. He said, Yada, you have not learned. You do not understand. You do not know that the friendship, the reach, the friendship of the world is enmity, abanda. It is a hatred. Abba, that's what it means. Abba, it is a pure hatred. It is a detesting, spirit in one. You hate Yah. That's what he says. I'm not saying this. He says, it is an enemy of Yah. Don't you understand that the fear of the world is an enemy of Almighty Yah? You an enemy, oh yeah, you an enemy, one that detests Yah. One that denounces him, renounce him, one that is not faithful, one that resists him. That's what an enemy is. One that seeks to overthrow, one that seeks to destroy, one that seeks to bring down. Isn't that what an enemy does? Do you know what they call those in Iraq? Enemy combatants. And we are the enemies over there in Iraq. Because we went to war a lot. We got a false one leader in the nation. Got a superficial man because the nation is superficial. It is a damn wicked nation, greedy, full of lust. So it went there to carry out his lust. It is still not going to get enough. Still not going to have enough. So it's a false one. It's a lustful nation. So Yah gave us a king that is lustful and as wicked as we are. We are wicked, we are lustful, we are greedy. So he rose up a man as wicked as you, as lustful as you, as foul, and he lies as much as you. He lies against Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So to be a friend of the world is an enemy of Yah. We take that lightly, don't we? We take it very lightly. Because we call Yah a liar. And he says by his immutability he cannot lie. He says to be a friend, know ye not the friendship of the world is enmity against Yah. Don't you all, have you not learned that? He said, you're praying, but nothing is happening. You're praying for sons and daughters, and they're getting worse. What a Sadiq man when one righteous prays. What a man, if a man is right, his love is pure. His wife is right. They get on their knees. There's nothing they cannot ask Yah that he will not do. That we said before, I went astray. Before I went astray, he afflicted me. Before I went astray, to bring me back. And so that's why Yah has subjected us to afflictions here in this nation that will keep us from going away from him. So he subject things in our homes. So to be a friend of the world, it is enmity, it's a hatred against Yah. You literally hate him. You despise him. You hate him. You hate Yah. There's no love for him. You can try to fix this any way you want to, but this is plain. These are not my words. This is out of the book. Hallelujah. Look at what Shaul says. He resonates the same thing in the book of Romans, in the book of Romans. Romans 8:6. He says here in Romans 8:6, he tells us to be carnally minded, to have this natural mindset. It is muth, it is death. To be carnally minded is death. When one operates in a carnal mind, everything they speak is death. Yahshua had a spiritual mind, and every word he spoke was life and shalom. The words I speak unto you, they're ruach and they're life. So when a man speaks out of a carnal mind, he speaks from a perception of death. And everything that's uttered out of that man's mouth, it is death. There's no life outside of the living Torah of Yahweh. So to be carnally minded, it kills the relationship. It kills the relationship with Yah. It destroys the relationship. To be carnally minded is death. That's what the carnal mind is. It cannot comprehend the spiritual laws of Yah. It cannot receive that Torah of life from Almighty Yahweh. This is in the renewed covenant. Is that expressed in a way that we can understand? To have this natural mind, to have this human mindset. That's why we must let. Yah's not going to force it. It must be a permission. It must be permissive. He's not going to drive you to serve him. So let the same mind that was in Yeshua, it must be in us as well. Well, what was that mind? Was it of the world or was it of Yah? It was of Yah because it did all things to please Yah. Our mind is so given over unto the world, we know it's carnal, and all of our activities are worldly, and our thoughts are worldly. Yeshua is never on our minds. Tell me how many times during the course of the day is Yeshua on your mind? He's not on our mind. Everything that is sensual and full of lust is on our mind. We hate to hear his name. We hate to congregate. You hate to pray. You hate to come to pray. There's no energized emotion about prayer. You came in here saying one day and heaven starts saying again. It was phony as hell. You brothers and sisters say that you come sing that. You know it's the truth when a man knows what's right to do and don't do it, it's sin. You didn't know to do tav? You don't do it, it's sin. Hallelujah. And do it. Sister Hawkins says to me in the letter, as she talked to her other day, I have a cousin, Seventh-day Adventist, said if I renounce Yah, they'll help me, they'll help with bread and feed me. She said, if I have no bread, nowhere to lay my head, I will not renounce Yah for them. Yah will feed her bread. She has the sin of reaving. She has no one. No one to stand with her. Hallelujah. She stands in truth. And that's what you better stand in. So we know what's right to do. We don't do it. It's sinful. That's sin. That's wickedness that lies in us. Why? Because our own flesh inhibits us. That's the carnal mind. You all got quiet, didn't you? Yah sent forth his, he made himself known by the rock of judgment. He judged us. You understand? He's not here playing some kind of little patty cake thing with us. He's trying to get us ready for the kingdom message. To fear him. To fear him. And we just don't fear him. We don't fear Yah, we fear man. We fear what man? Do we fear the devil? We feel a little pain that we think we're dying. Die. Doubt. Let the flesh be destroyed. Bring it down, Yah. Kill it. Maybe then you can live. You're not living. Maybe then you can live. Hallelujah. He tells us to have this natural mind, this affection for the world. To have this desire, this reach, this friendship with the world. He said it's death. It never produced life, it produced death. Your sons and daughters are dying, and you are dying because you're not speaking life. If you speak death, they're going to die. As a reason they're dead and in trespasses, in sin, because you are full of death. You don't even find too many folks that are sincere with Yah today. The young men, where are they really? Few and in between. They're not sincere. Have no real motivation for Yah. Hallelujah. You wait for Yah for a husband, man. For a husband. One that has the authority of Yeshua. That will give himself for the assembly. Labors for the work of Yah. Not just a man. They're not even men to lay in bed with. Believe me. Hallelujah. You mothers teach these daughters those kinds of things. You got too much time to do nothing. Run your wicked mouths. How old are you, little girl? 12. She got another year. Then you start teaching her how to be. How old are you, little girl? Yes, 12. One more year. Teach her what motherhood is. You don't wait until she get ready to get married. You teach them. You all get off of quiet. You got time to do everything to run your mouths. You ain't got time to teach them that. I don't want them to turn out being a hose. You teach them. When she began to, her body began to purge herself, she can have babies. You understand that? And there's nothing taboo about that. You teach them. Don't be a jackass and ignorant. You teach them. Teach them what motherhood is. No, daddies, you're not going to hold on to them. They weren't given to you to hold on to. Hallelujah. Forget that. Began to teach them. They may understand the process of womanhood. What a wickedness among Israel. They prepared their daughters for marriage. That's why many of the young girls are hoes today. Because the lazy mammies want to lay around and watch television all day. And they're no good pappy. Yah knows all things. You all get upset with me, that's all right. I'm a tenacious fighter. I can fight too. I can fight. I am very tenacious. I can hit very hard too. Spiritually and physically too. Very hard. And I can take a punch too. I can take one. I can take one, mother, all right? I don't mind you punching at me. I don't mind you resisting what I say. I don't have no problem with that. I'm a warrior. I will die for this. So you teach them. You teach them. You got time for Walmart all day. You teach her. You begin to teach her. You don't have to take the rod to the head so much because they become wise. You teach them how to hear. They become wiser. You don't have to take the stick to them so much. The rod is for fools back. That's what the rod is for. You teach them. You teach them how to be daughters. Teach them how to honor and love their husband. They see the example what you are. Expect a man that will love Yah. The assembly like Yeshua. Love Yisrael that he died for it. You just don't want a boy. I want you to have a man. Let no boy have you. That's right. Let a man. I don't know why I'm saying that, but that's all right. It's tough. He's got to be a man. He's got to be tested by me. I'm a man. And I know what a man is. So he must be a man. I will. I'm not afraid. Not of this adulterous and adulterous generation. An adulterous generation seeks after a sign. And there shall be no sign given. So is Yahshua right in addressing us? So is Yaakov. To be carnally minded is death. That's why it's enmity against Yah. But to be spiritually minded, to have the spiritual laws of Yah, the Torah of Yah, is higher, is life and shalom. He said, because the carnal mind is Abba, it is a hatred, it is enmity against Yah. Now here are two men by the same Ruach speaks the same thing. They tell us that it's enmity. It's the mind of the enemy. That's what the carnal mind is. It's an enemy against the spiritual laws of Yah. The carnal mind is enmity, is hatred against Yah. For it is not subject. What is subject? It is not under the authority. It is not under the authority of the Torah of Yahweh. Neither or never indeed can be. It cannot be. It cannot be submitted to the Torah of Yah. It cannot obey the Torah of Yah. When you find one that is carnal, they defy the Torah. They're unfaithful. You can see it in their expression, their actions. That's why man, listen men, man has the Torah of his HaMashiach as his head. And he's led by the Torah that is Sadiq, that is right because he loves Yah. He's not a man because he can perform certain feats in a bed. That's not a man. He's a man. He made man. He breathed the breath of life. If a man has the life and the power of the witness of truth. Come on, woman. You want a man. You just don't want a beast. You can find peace all in the world. They do peacefully things too. But a man is what you want. A man. A man. You're a man. You're an Ish. You're an Ish. Hallelujah. Yah calls himself that. The Ish. Hallelujah. So he calls man an Ish. You're a man. One that has the light of Yahshua resonating from him. That's what you want. Not these little effeminate things. They don't even have the character of a man. Effeminate. They're weak. They don't have the stamina of a man. I take one man over 50 weaklings. I'll do more. For man, he's up for the task. I don't know what it is. He'll say, we can overtake them. Only Caleb and Yehoshua. They say, I'll tell you what, we can handle this. Ain't no problem. It takes a man. Two men, they overtake the giants. They will. You get men that are weak. What is a weak man? We're not standing there. Walk in a spiritual mind. I walk with a spiritual mind. There's a young man that calls me. He has a little assembly out there in California, 11 people. Wife is defiant. He says, she asked me the other day, can she go with her, these people? The women dress lewd and hoish. I told her no. And she railed. He said, you ask for my opinion. I'm telling you. See, that's a man. See, he even perked me up a little bit. I said, you stand fast. Regardless to what she does, you hold fast the truth. Let her go the way of hell. You hold fast. That's a Jezebel. That's an Isabel. That's what it is. So this kind of mind, it is not subject to the Torah of Yah. It will not submit to it. It will not adhere to the Torah of Yah. It will say, well, in the carnal aspect of the carnal logic, well, I don't see why we can't. For the Torah commands us what to do. And because you have a great affection for Yah, you don't want to do it. You don't do it not because you're told to do it. You don't do it because Yah, you love Yah. And you keep the Torah of Yah. If you don't love Yah, you will defy everything he says. You will defy him. That's what an adulterous man does. Who wants an adulterous husband? Who wants a husband that is not faithful to his wife, even in his looking? That cannot say, look at that, honey. Come on, what a shame. Who wants a man like that? If I was a woman, I certainly would not. Who would not want a strong man? What is a strong man? Someone physical? That doesn't make a man. Because he has physical might. No, that doesn't make a man. A man that will not defy or alter one word. Every word of Yah is pure. And he stands as he comes, as he yada, as he learns Yah. He will not alter one thing for no one. He stands on it. He stands fast. That's a man. That's a man. That's a man of strength. That's a man, not some little effeminate thing. Come on, brothers. We should check our posture. Where we look, where we carry ourselves, we should check all of that. You shouldn't stand in a way that is effeminate looking. You shouldn't hold your hands effeminate. Stand like a man. You shouldn't have an effeminate spirit. Come on. You see, brothers, speak. Shalom, brothers. What, is that hard? Just say shalom. Shalom. That's easy. Shalom. That's not hard. So your attributes should not even be effeminate. Patterned after this effeminate world like a woman. Nah. We shouldn't act on emotions. We should act according to the word of Yah. I can't act on that. I just can't act on that. I must act according to the word of Yah. Well, you do things, the scripture tells me to do tough unto all men. All men. Do right by them. But it gives me a special preference to Yisrael, especially. And the reason you think no one would do that, because you don't do that. You see, whatever one judge one with, that's the way they are. Whatever they perceive with someone else, that's what they are. And they want to associate everyone with their own wickedness. Because they're wicked as hell. They want to renounce anything that's right to give them some kind of feeling like they're right. They're still wicked. Hallelujah. Scripture tells you to know them. And if I labor among you, you better know me. We out there in that garden yesterday, Brother Pat knows what it's about. I said, we talking, but let's step it up, brother. I want to be through with this time. Hallelujah. Let's step it up. What we do? We pull weeds. That was no easy job. That was hard. Well, did Brother Joe and Brother Dave do what we did? No, they did what we did. You don't understand that. No, they didn't do what we did. They did what we did. They pulled weeds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't mess around when I have a command and a commission from you. We need that. We need to take care of that. And so I want the brothers to know how I do things when they go over there and they see this how to get it done. Hallelujah. It takes a will. It takes a desire. I don't care what it is. You get it done. One can chase 1,000. You get 2 brothers, they can chase 10,000. It's amazing. We were picking those preachers of the day. And I say this, and I know that's how we do things. One brother went to that tree, one over there, one of us said, no, sir, not with me. All of you come here. You know why? Because if this brother picking on this tree here, he will become disillusioned. Because he can see he picked all these peaches. Man, I still got all this to pick. So he began to miss peaches. I said, Brother Patton, look now. Now you missed that weed. Now this is the last time. You make sure you get them weeds. Why? Do we become conscientious of what we're doing? I said, no, you come on this. No. All of you all come here. We pick together. And so we finished that tree. Said, look, no peaches there. Ah. So you can always look back and see what you've done. That's why the old farmer, when he hoed, he always looked at what he had accomplished. Hallelujah. He's looking. He's hoeing. He look at that. He knows what he got to do. He knows that that's not the issue. He knows how much he got to hoe. Then he turn around, he can see the rows that are done. He knows that those are there, but that's what inspires him, what's already done. And he goes back the other way. He looks at, he set up in the field, see what he's got done. He see a weed back then. He may walk back and get that old weed. Don't you know that we're farmers that hoe 5-10 acres a day with a hoe? One man. They knew they had a job. There was so much to haul that the mule and the plow could get. Did he have to take the hoe to it? Sure he did. He knew he had to spend all day out there. That's what y'all got to do. He's got to take the hoe. He got to take it. As Evander Holmes would say, the battle axe. He's got to cut this mess down, brothers and sisters. We got to be renewed in the ruach of the spirit of our minds. We've allowed the world to train us to bring death. The words that we speak, they're death. We don't know how to speak words of life unto each other. We don't want to direct them to the words of life. We compromise that because we're carnally minded. We don't direct them to the Torah of Yah. We're trying to satisfy the flesh, and we ought to be destroying the flesh. We ought to break down the flesh and destroy it. Those men did not give Eob flesh no grounds to exalt itself. Not one bit of ground. And that's what we do. We actually think we're speaking life to someone. We're speaking death. We're literally speaking death.